friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Man wins the lottery jackpot and honors a promise he made years ago. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. When Perry Charles won the lottery jackpot, he could have kept the earnings all for himself. Instead, he honored a promise he made years ago. Friends don't let other friends win the lottery jackpot alone. This is certainly an incredible God-honoring story of friendship and loyalty, and it all begins when a man wins the lottery. Perry Charles and Scott Edwards have been lifelong friends and co-workers. They became good friends when they both began working at Winn-Dixie, and the pals both promised that if they ever won the lottery, they would split it. They didn't know that their lives would be changed decades down the road when Perry stopped in at a mass food mart. He bought a few tickets and couldn't believe what he saw. He had the winning lottery jackpot ticket. While still in shock, he called his best friend Scott, and he too was shocked. Not only did his friend Perry win the lottery, but his friend was also still honoring a promise he had made years ago. I was lost for words. I was kind of in shock too, because to me, that's a lot of money to win, and I know that anything he says is just the truth. So I knew when he told me that he wasn't pulling my leg. He's what you call a true friend, kind of like family, Scott said. At the time of this promise, Perry was actually Scott's boss, but the title didn't matter. They were good friends. Scott added, "We always talked about if we would hit something big, it didn't matter if we went in together to get the ticket or if we got it separate. We were going to share it with each other." Perry's sacrifice reminds me of Jesus and how Jesus promised to lay down his life to lift us up. And that's exactly what Perry did for Scott. The pair planned to pay off some debts with the lottery jackpot winnings. What a double blessing, friends that honor promises and help each other out. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. 1 John 3:16.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Stranger approaches man walking 33 miles to work and hands him a set of car keys. Written by Hallie Wells. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. When Chris Arsenault heard of a dedicated man walking to work after his car broke down, even though the trip was over 30 miles, he felt compelled to help out. And his act of kindness is so inspiring. Eric Akers and Chris Arsenault are a couple of special individuals. Eric and Chris, from Prineville and Bend, Oregon, respectively, both demonstrate a willingness to go beyond the expected and do the extraordinary in times of need. Eric found himself without a vehicle a month or so ago after his car broke down on the road between his home and work. His car had to be towed, and it was scheduled for costly repairs that were delayed when the necessary parts were out of stock. Eric began looking for rides to work. Unable to find any and determined to keep a job that he valued greatly, this man started walking 33 miles to his work. That's commitment. Eric explained to the Central Oregonian, "I love working. I love my job. I love the people I work with. so I took it upon myself to make sure that I can keep my job and show that I can do the work necessary and go the extra 33 miles if I have to. Employees too often find that workers lack dedication and drive. That's not the case with Eric. Eric's story was shared by Central Oregon Daily News, and another exemplary human being heard about Eric's predicament. Eric had managed by using Uber cards that he'd received from his sister and staying at a friend's house near his work through the week. But Chris Arsenault made Eric's life a million times easier. Chris saw a need and wanted to help. He said, "We decided we have more cars than we need, so we wanted to give him this little Honda." Chris and his wife gifted the car and its title to a very appreciative Eric. Chris hopes that others will realize how lucky they are and remember to take the time to help those that are struggling or less fortunate. What a world it would be, maybe, if we all just demonstrate a little more Eric and a touch more Chris, it would be a better place. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Colossians 3:12.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Have you ever attempted to read the entire Bible? Did you do it, or did you only make it part way? I'm John Stonge, and I host a podcast that will make it possible for you to make it through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. I've been hosting the Chapter a Day audio Bible podcast since 2015, and every single day of the week, I read one chapter of Scripture, then follow that up with a time of prayer. And if you're looking for daily insights and inspiration directly from God's Word, I hope you'll give the Chapter a Day audio Bible a listen. You can find it at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.